Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you look at the results that the team's had over recent years, and I suppose the way the season finished this year, it's been disappointing for everyone. And everyone knows that the Warriors are a team that have got a lot of potential. And I suppose it's time that they start to deliver on that potential. I'm not kidding myself. I mean, it's a big job and it's a huge challenge. But having said that, I'm very excited. I'm working with what I consider, with who I consider one of the best coaches in the game, in Steve Kearney. And in my time in dealing with the Warriors and their administration with Jim Doyle and Cameron George, I've been very impressed with what I've had to do with the Warriors so far.
Alex, really interesting comment you make about Kearney, because as you'd imagine, he's under the pump. That happens when you lose 9 straight games to end a season here. You've worked with some of the best in the game, the Craig Bellamy's with Melbourne. You're now working with Wayne Bennett. Why do you say that about Stephen Kearney being such a good coach?
Well, it's just everything about Steve. He's a whole package. I mean, as a person, you wouldn't meet a greater gentleman, in terms of his morals and his principles, his knowledge of the game, what he's done as a player. But, it's always evolved as a coach. I've seen him when he first came to Melbourne as an assistant coach, having just retired to where he is now. As I said, I know there are some other good judges in the game that rate Steve very highly as a coach. So I'm not on my own there.
So in other words, if I'm reading between the lines, Alex, if Kearney's not the coach, if you don't have that faith in him to direct the side into the promised land, which is a regular finals contender, you don't come.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Steve was the one that approached me. Him and I have utmost respect for each other, and he told me there was an opportunity over here for me. And like you said, if it wasn't for Steve, I don't think I would have been coming over.
Because that's the interesting thing for me, Alex. I guess when you look at where you are, which is Brisbane, lifestyle, sunshine, all of that, a bloke called Wayne Bennett, a club that is consistently in the final series, why the Warriors then? I mean, what was it about this? Is it about the challenge for you, being able to turn this club around?
Yeah, to be fair, I mean, I've always admired the Warriors and their players, and, having worked with the Kangaroos over the years as well, we've had a couple of losses to New Zealand, and while they haven't been fun and enjoyable at the time, I've just really admired the way that, the Kiwis go about their football. And, even I remember at Melbourne, in a final, it was 1-8 back then. I can't remember the exact year at Olympic Park, but the Warriors came over and touched us up, we've had a couple of great Anzac Day clashes over the years at Amy Park and at Olympic Park as well. So, I have a huge respect for the Warriors and New Zealand Rugby League and what they're capable of doing when they're playing at their best.
Alex Corvo with us, a new strength and conditioning coach for the Warriors in 2018. Although, what was your perception when you were getting a side ready through the season and they were taking on the Warriors as far as regular season games were concerned? Did you still have that belief, that perception that the Warriors would drop off back into games?
Yeah, there is a perception, there's no doubt, in that if you stayed in the arm wrestlers, you talk about it, or, went set to set with teams, and Warriors probably aren't the only team that if you did that with, you'd know that eventually, I suppose, you'd get the upper hand. But, having looking at some of the statistics of the Warriors from this year, the completion rates and so on, and the errors are right at the top of the list in terms of at the NRL. So things have certainly improved in that area. So there's some other areas that I suppose we need to work on. But having said that, there's no doubt that, and I think, Steve has identified that as well, is, game management and, completion rates and execution under fatigue. And again, that's something that there's not too many teams that do it at a high level. I mean, there was a team down in Melbourne that do it very, very well for obvious reasons. and there are a lot of other teams in the NRL that probably don't do it as good as they should. And Brisbane's probably one of those as well, to be fair. So, it's not something that comes easily. It takes a lot of hard work and consistent effort and perseverance.
Alex, Andrew Voss was on with me yesterday and I was asking him about you. He said that you're the sort of trainer and strength and conditioning coach who moves with the times. So, yeah, you'll train guys hard, you'll blow them up pre-season. That's sort of the way it works in these modern games now, but you'll also look at the trends in sports science. Is that about bang on?
I'd like to think so, Tony. You know, you've certainly got to evolve with the game and with, you know, sports science and the new methods and techniques, but I suppose being consistent and also, you know, remembering what used to work. You know, what I've seen is that there is a lot of fads in our industry and, you know, fads don't last forever. So you've got to sort of determine whether it is a fad or whether it's actually something that's going to be really beneficial. And, you know, hopefully it's a bit of a balance and having a balanced program is really important as well. So, yeah, I'd like to think that, you know, there's certainly some great technology out there and you'd be crazy not to use it, but you've certainly got to use it to, for the right reasons and at the right level.
Alex, I'll leave you with this. I was watching Cam Smith again involved with that performance, that victory finals, first final series, so one game away from another grand final against the Eels last night, and looking at what he has achieved. I mean, you know, he hasn't been injured a lot in his career, 356 games, just incredible. Can you give me an insight into what it's like to train a bloke like Cameron Smith?
Yeah, right. It's certainly interesting. I mean, he's got to a point now where he's just so professional and knows exactly what he needs to do in terms of his preparation. You know, we all know how clever he is as a footballer. You know, he's probably the player that I've worked with who has spent the least amount of time in the physio's room. So, for whatever reason, he's just an extremely resilient athlete. But, you know, he's been put together pretty well, even if you don't think so when you look at him. But,
that was very delicately said, Alex. I like it.
Yeah, but, you know, his preparation is second to none and, you know, his ability to read the game. I got asked this the other week by a journo and I suppose at times he saves himself a lot of exertion just because, by being so clever, and there are other times during the game where, you know, he exerts himself to the highest level, so he's just the ultimate footballer, I suppose, in a lot of ways.
I mean, there's some talk about, and even when I was in Australia recently, about Craig Bellamy going to the Titans. We're not sure what will happen there. Could you see the potential, though, Alex, that Cameron Smith becomes the first player to go straight from, you know, succeeding on the field to coaching off it?
Yeah, I think if Cameron wanted to do that, I think he'd have a very good chance of making a huge success of being a coach, depending on, I suppose, the players he had at his disposal as well. But one thing that I know is when I left Melbourne, you know, about 4 years ago, to working with Cameron again in State of Origin, I believe that he's probably gone to another level in terms of his influence across the team. Basically, you know, his coaching ability as a player is just unbelievable, and that's during training, in meetings, and on the field during the games.